Hey everybody, welcome to this episode of Girl Talking Mas. I am here with all of my girls.
Hey guys!
We are finally together for a podcast episode. So how does it feel? I'm so excited.
Me too.
Really exciting.
So if you guys
After
don't
so long.
I know. So if you guys don't know, if you've been listening all this time, we are not always all on the same episode. Some of us, you know, we each do separate episodes. But we all inspire each other. And I just wanted to, like, you know, do an episode together for the end of the year to kind of reflect back on everything and share kind of our goals and our ups and downs throughout this year, just to kind of show how, you know, how everything's going. And I'm just so excited. We finally are doing this together.
I know. It feels so good.
So you guys, how much fun has this year been for you guys?
Oh my God, it's been so fun. I mean, getting to know all of these people, you know, getting to know you guys a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I was excited for that.
It is so, like, interesting networking with so many other women across the country that you don't even know in person, but you can sit and chit-chat with them in a car, like, you know, have a deep conversation and learn a lot. Other cultures, other people's lives, and how we all, at the end of the day, we all come together as one, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
That's so sweet.
I've had a lot of fun this year. I think it's really neat that we're able to all share ideas and bounce ideas off of each other, and like just the different dynamics that we have. Also, like, just empowering each other, like just us as co-hosts, we've been able to discover each other, like, on Instagram and liking each other's things and comment on each other's things. But then, like, for the wider audience too, and the people we've interviewed, just connecting with everyone and empowering each other to speak amazing.
Yeah, it's been such a great learning
experience.
Said. Yes, very well said, Annalie. And it's been such a great learning experience. And I mean, I feel like I grow every episode. And going through it with all of you guys has just been amazing. So we are actually, guys, going to go over kind of like all the episodes, just in case if you're new to the podcast, or if you haven't, if you missed one and you don't remember, and you're not sure if you did, we're just going to kind of go through all the episodes that of the people we interviewed, just to kind of recap. And then we're going to share a few things about ourselves that you guys might not know about us, and how, you know, some goals that we have moving forward. Stay till the end.
Yeah, don't stop listening.
Yeah, don't stop listening, because you're going to want to hear, we're going to share a setback. We're going to share a goal, and we're going to share something that we learned this year about ourselves. So that's going to be interesting to do. So I wanted to go back to the very first episode that I did this year. I actually interviewed Stephanie Vara, and Stephanie is the person, I don't know if you guys heard that episode or had a chance to listen to it, but Stephanie's actually the person that inspired me to start my podcast. She had a podcast, and it was called On the Mic with Stephanie V at that point. And I was like, oh, I love podcasting and I want to try it. And I remember, she's a Houston Latina blogger, and they have been so supportive of just like my Mexi Moments platform and everything like that. And she was like, she literally jumped on a phone call with me, has never met me, doesn't know me. Nothing. And she jumped on a phone call with me, and she gave me like the most inspiring, like, you can do it all by, you know, even by yourself. I was like, oh my gosh, you know, how do I do this? And it was when I first started, you know, in 2016. And she literally gave me that like push to do that. Now she, and I love her. So I wanted to interview her. I hadn't interviewed her yet. So I interviewed her for the first podcast episode of 2019. She has a podcast now that, on her own, where she does, called Support Creative Souls. So if you guys want to listen to it, you can go to Support Creative Souls and listen to Stephanie Vara. But she's amazing. I just appreciate her for giving me that push, because now here we all are.
Yes, la patadita de la buena suerte.
Yes.
And then, I just want to say, Marissa, thank you so much for having us in the podcast as like co-host, and for encouraging us to like do this, you know, because if it weren't for you, I would have never thought I would be doing this right now. And I honestly think like the friendship we all have, and I just think all of what you guys do, because it's so inspiring. You guys, like, being mom Boss Babes and everything y'all do, and Annalie and Engineer. Like, I just see everything and I'm like, yes, I want to be like them.
Oh, yes. Kenya's like, you guys, Kenya's like the little sister of the group, I feel like. I always want to take care, yes! always want to, you know, you know, I always want to take care of her. She's like my baby sister. So the next episode we did after that was one of my favorite episodes with Jasmine, Esoteric Essa. Ruby, you were on that episode with me. You guys,
your
Jasmine,
Esoteric homegirl.
Yeah, shout out to Esoteric.
I love
Essa.
Her. I love Jasmine.
Yeah, actually, her and Ruby have connected since before that. That's how we found each other. Uh-huh. And her and Ruby have actually done some things together, some projects together. But Jasmine has such a great platform. Her podcast actually won the People's Choice Podcast Award for her Better Work Bitch podcast, which is freaking amazing. If you guys aren't listening to it, go listen to it. And she also has a page called Soul Illuminati. She does like digital courses, and you guys, I don't know if you guys are following her or anything like that, but I'm on like her. I'm actually one of her patron. I'm on her Patreon page, which is like a page, I guess, where you can kind of like you pay like a little monthly fee, and you get all like their information. Well, she sends out tons. I mean, tons of information. Like,
and even if you don't join her Patreon, she's always sending
her
stuff, good stuff. So if you want to just subscribe,
Subscribe.
Look her up. For sure.
Yeah, she's doing digital courses, and I'm going to take this one. It's a manifesting candle magic, and it starts on the day after Christmas, and it teaches you how to manifest things through candles.
That's
not up our alley, I don't know what is. Because as Mexicanos, we all believe in the candle. So.
Prende la velita, mija.
Yes. So for sure, I am joining that. I think it's like $37, and it's like a 3-week course, and you just sign on.
Wow.
And it's, I think it's gonna be like every Thursday night. And you just digitally sign on into her classroom, and she's gonna share everything about it. And then she has like free guides to like the moon manifestation. But she just has so much information. You guys, she shares so much. She does readings. And they, Ruby and I both did them, and they're so intuitive.
Insightful. Oh my God.
They're so good. So, yeah.
I was like listening to it, and I was like, yes, girl.
Yo creo que yo me voy a animar.
You should.
I know, me too.
You
guys gotta do it.
Really? It's affirmation of certain things.
And it's all through your numbers, like when you were born and all that stuff. So it's like your real numbers. It's not like she's telling the future. She's just reading where you're coming from. So that episode was so enlightening and opened up so much. You know, she just taught me so much, and I've learned so much just following her throughout the year. So shout out to Jasmine. You guys, go listen to that episode if you haven't yet. And then our episode after that was when Annalie shared her South by Southwest experience. Annalie, are you doing South by Southwest this year?
So I applied. I applied to different things. I'm so excited. So I applied for the press pass again, and then I applied to be on actually up the board. Ooh. So the advisory.
Nice.
So that's what I'm hoping that I get this year. I love South by Southwest. I mean, as a native, or I guess now I'm native to Austin, is my hometown. As like being here, I want to like. I really want to find a space for people of color at South by Southwest. Mm-hmm. There's a big lack of that, like, already in the tech world.
Yeah, I remember you saying that in the episode when we talked about it.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like, I think my way of giving back, or not fixing the problem, but adding a little bit of color to the problem, is to get more involved.
Yes.
So that's my plan for this coming year. And I think... last year there was like a Latina panel, but I think it'd be kind of cool if we can do, we'll talk more about it later, but if we can all come together and maybe do a podcast episode about things that I experience, or just different events going on.
Yes, I definitely want to do more. Good. We'll definitely do that for this year coming up. And if you guys want to find out more, or even like see what South by Southwest is all about, Annalie has blog posts and YouTube videos on all of that, where she shares tons of information. You go back and listen to our episode that we talked about it. But it's a great experience, and I definitely want to go this year too. So our next episode was with Latina Money Moms. You guys, they were so helpful. They,
oh, that was my favorite. Yeah, I swear. That was I think that was my favorite.
Oh my gosh.
These sisters were so sweet.
Yeah, I love them both. They are, you know, they're both friends of mine, but I loved how they came together and created this, because they're right. There's a lot. I mean, we're so stuck in a stigma of, you know, like, family always borrowing money and you can't say no, and how do you get out of it, and you know, and there are a lot of parents that start out as teens that didn't have, like, you know, certain opportunities growing up. So now that they're older and they've been able to create, like, their own, you know, now they're like paying, like I mean, Esperanza's story, from where she was a teen mom with like almost nothing, and now makes like over, you know, six figures, and she's paying off credit cards.
Yeah, she made it. Yes. Yeah,
she made it happen. Uh-huh. So it just goes to show you guys, they have a budget book, and Ruby and I both have it.
They do.
Yeah, and it's so huge. It's like, I mean, it gives you everything you need to save money, tips, how to write it down, and they are so accessible if you guys need help from them. They also do private groups, so join their Facebook page at Latina Money Moms on Facebook, because they do private Facebook groups. You can ask questions, you can talk to them one-on-one. It's just amazing, and they are so helpful. So shout out to Latina Money Moms.
You guys are.
Go listen to that episode and get some money saving tips for sure.
And then next? Also on their Instagram, they had like this free page where you can do it for like a month.
Yes.
Like, keep track of what you spend and what you like get, you know, what you work for, your income.
Yes.
And like, I did that, and I was shocked of how much money I spend, like, on a Starbucks or on a little thing at the dollar store. Like, you would be shocked, like, how much money you spend thinking it's cheap.
Yes.
Unnecessary.
Yeah. Thinking. Like, exactly.
Yes, exactly.
So shout out to them for helping me.
I know, right? Helping connect. Yeah, they helped us all, and they helped so many people. I know, because I joined their private Facebook group, and I've seen some of the other ladies that joined, and they have all received so much help from them. So, they've been a big help. So you guys definitely go check them out.
Uh-huh.
So our next episode was with Janelle Kenya. You were on that episode with me.
Oh my God, I love her. She's gorgeous. I love her hair.
Janelle is such a great spirit.
I love it.
Yeah, she's amazing. She is such a great spirit. I've met her, you know, a few years ago, and she's always been so supportive. They did recently announce that the San Antonio is going to be the host of the Texas Fashion Week in 2020. Uh-huh. So that's huge for San Antonio. Yeah, so they're going to be doing a lot. Yes. So, yeah, so shout out to Janelle. You guys follow Style Lush TV and get some more info about what's coming up in the fashion industry here in San Antonio and in all around Texas, because they're going to know everything that's happening. So, Anneli, our next episode after that was with Grace. How sweet was Grace? I love her.
Oh, my God. I love Grace. Yes. I still, like, always like all her posts.
Yeah.
She's super nice.
You guys, she had shared such a great story of just her life and being an upcoming, you know, writer. She wrote for, like, the Food and Wine magazine and Style and just all kinds of stuff. And she works for Vital Proteins. And she sent Anneli and I some Vital Proteins.
Yes.
Oh my God, how cool. Did you guys take them?
Yes.
Yeah. Dan, my husband actually like found them the other day. He's like, Gam, you've been really going in on these Vital Proteins. I was like,
Oh, that's so cool.
Yes. So, Grace had a great story of just, you know, just doing something, you know, she loves and how she grew from that. And so definitely a great episode to listen to. After that, I shared my experience at the National Diversity Conference.
Oh, my God. With
America Ferrera.
I'm like, fangirl moment.
Yes.
It was so exciting to meet her. And I got to take a picture with her and, you know, hear her. We got to sit in like an intimate type of circle. It was like maybe like 15, 20 people around a circle of chairs sitting with her, just talking about diversity and what's important and how we can break some barriers down. And she just shared so much of her like upbringing. She had, you know, I tried to get as much I could from the interview that we were able to sit in and listen to her. But you guys, that's a great episode. So if you want to hear more about America Ferrera and her, you know, her work on.
She talks about Instagram a lot, right, Marissa?
Yeah.
She talks about
yes.
how, yeah, she put Instagram like in a whole different perspective.
She did.
And then I also really like when she kind of put herself like, what would she have told her younger self?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
that was a good one. It's so deep, you know, it's like an eye opener because then I think to myself and I did that same, you know, thing where I just close my eyes and I picture myself and I'm like, this is so awesome. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, really cool.
And then I love how humble she sounds. She sounds so humble. And I've been like watching her movies and her shows since I was a little girl. And just to hear her now as an adult me, mm-hmm. it was so inspiring. Honestly, I was like, shocked.
So after that was the episode we did with Feliz Ramirez, which she's an actress from San Antonio who
yes,
starred
so
in...
Oh, I watched that show!
Yes!
It was so good!
It was so good. I can't believe it didn't get renewed. Do you guys...
I know.
It didn't?
It didn't. No. I don't know if you guys know that.
What?
But
I wanted to know what happened.
Exactly. I know. That's what we were thinking. My daughter and I watched it and she was like, Mom, but they left us at a cliffhanger. Like, what if something happened? Like, something else has to happen. I wanted to bring up the point of this is where, you know, that was like a 90% Hispanic cast, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, we talked about
okay,
this.
Eva Longoria is the executive director of
yes.
that. If Eva Longoria can get her show on a major network, then who can? You
exactly.
know, so
right.
this is where we need to make our voices heard. I was all over Twitter, I was going off on Twitter about
oh
nobody, about ABC not picking up this show. And so were the rest of the cast. Like the whole cast was so upset about it. Like they were just, they really thought.
I'm sure.
Like, I mean, you got, you know, Rosalind Sanchez and Damian Butcher and Eva Longoria headlining this show and it doesn't get signed. Like it was such a good show. It had great writers.
It was so good. It was so good.
And then it reminded me of One Day at a Time, which is also a Latino show mm-hmm. about Latino
yes.
things. And it, uh-huh. they canceled it off of Netflix. I'm like, what the F? You know, like, what the fuck is going on out here? That none of our
yeah,
shows
exactly.
are getting picked up. I think that's what you're saying when you talk about South by Southwest, that there's not a lot of representation there. And, you know, thank God One Day at a Time got picked up by another network.
Oh, yes.
Grand
yes,
Hotel hasn't. So get on your Twitter, write to at Netflix.
Tonight.
At everybody. Uh-huh. At everybody. Hashtag Latino representation. Let's get our shows back on TV. I felt so good seeing Latino cast, and I'm so sad that it's not going to be on. But you guys, Feliz shared her experience of growing up in San Antonio
uh-huh.
and becoming an actress, and she was really excited to play this part. She did great at it. And so listen to that episode. But yeah, more importantly, make your voice heard if you like that show, if you watched it. Get on your platforms, and if you guys have a platform, use it to make a point. Because we need to.
Absolutely, because it was really good.
It was.
I mean, I have my husband watching it, okay? And
oh, yeah.
he hates watching shows with me. But this one was different. He's like, dude, every episode, there's always, like, drama.
Something.
There's always, like, a mystery. And mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah.
So our next episode was with Angie Correa. I love Angie. Angie
yes.
is so sweet.
She's the best.
Y'all, Angie's a mentor. Yeah. Like, she's like a success coach. And I actually watched her stories the other day. And she literally coached
uh-huh.
this lady into, like, getting a job promotion. And she just coaches them into, like, their like the way they're supposed to think, the way they're supposed
yes.
to ask,
uh-huh.
words they're supposed to say, how are they supposed to describe what they want. And when they're talking, you know, they literally, like, she literally will go through like a practice session with you of, okay, you're going to sit down and talk to your boss. Let's practice how you're going to do that. That's the kind of stuff you're going to get from Angie. So if you need to listen
uh-huh.
to Angie's episode, it's all about mentorship. It's all about following.
It is.
Yeah. What you want to do in your life and making it happen. So if you want to, like, own your own salon, you want to own your own business, you want to write your own book, whatever it is you want to do,
uh-huh.
you know, get that job promotion. You want to just have, you know, more money in the bank. You want to travel more. How she's going to help you, like, bring that all out and find
yeah.
ways to
yes.
do that. So.
Mm-hmm. After hearing her episode, I really got inspired also. I was like, because
mm-hmm.
I've always wanted to own my hair salon. So
yes.
I started following her, and it's like incredible how someone simply by like their Instagram stories and their Instagram feed can provide so much information for your own growth, you know? So like, it's so awesome.
Yeah, and it happens.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, we're also going into a new year. I know she's mentoring a few girls, you know, for this upcoming year. And it's time to, you know, it's time to change. And if that's what you want, if that's what you're looking for, you know, it just takes a little step. And she's that step you need, you know?
Yes, definitely. So our next episode was with Jessica. Kenya, you were on the episode with Jessica. She works for Billboard Latin. She does interviews, and she's all about the, you know, highlighting Latino music and highlighting, like, the smaller artists, too. You know, not just, like, the big, like, I mean, she talks about J Balvin and Carol G and some of the great people that she's met. Yeah, and but she's also talking about some of the, you know, new and upcoming artists, and she helps make the platform for them. But she does some great writing. Her articles are amazing. I've read so many of her, so much of her work. But she works for Billboard Latin, and she just shared her whole journey. I loved hearing it, and I loved learning more about it. I love that she's helping Latino artists.
And you can tell by her, like, performance of the work she does and, like, how she posts every artist, no matter how famous they are, she'll try to, like, push them and encourage them. Like, that's so awesome. Okay.
That's beautiful, yeah.
So, Analia, our next one was with Lauren. Lauren Travis Myers. She's so inspiring. You guys, Lauren's an actress and a director and a writer and... I mean, she does it all. And
she does it all.
The whole point of interviewing her was we wanted to get behind her project.
Yes.
The Enough Room project, which I think they just wrapped up actually filming. So they're probably in post-production.
They did.
Right now. Yes. But,
yes.
It's...
Yes, and I had the honor to go to their little premiere.
Yes, you did. That's
the meeting that they had. Remember?
Tell us, how was that?
Yeah, how was it?
It was so fun. I got to meet everybody. And everybody was just so nice, so sweet. They're like, oh my God, we love Marissa. We love Girl Talking Mas. And I'm like, thank you so much. They're very sweet.
Yeah, that was a really great episode. And they're also, the Enough Room Project is, bringing to light, you know, the whole Latino representation also. And I'm just glad that we did so much. You guys, as we're going through these episodes right now, I'm so glad we highlighted so much important information like this in our podcast episodes because it's huge. So you guys go back and listen to everything Lauren has done. You probably watched her in a movie or two because she's been in so many movies. But go check her out. So our next one was with Alex Ruby, and Alex's energy was so moving, so strong.
She's so sassy. Did y'all know she has like an inspiration page called the Latina Connection?
I love
that page. I like follow her and all her little quotes. I love it.
Yeah, she makes me feel like a true chingona.
Girl, you are a true chingona.
You are.
Yeah.
No, but she was definitely my favorite episode. I'm not gonna lie. Like, her story is so moving, and you know, I didn't know what the secret was, but I mean, I had heard about it, but it wasn't until she talked about it. I watched the movie on Netflix. My husband did too, and we were all about, you know, manifesting and being positive and things like that. So I was. Awesome.
Yes, and you guys can find her under a Manifestation Chingona, and she has an amazing page. She also has a Facebook page that she shares tons of information on, but she's another one that can help you really manifest your goals. She does coaching, she helps with all that, but she keeps it 100% real, and I love that about her.
Oh yeah, no filter.
I love that about her. So our next episode was with Melissa from Chasing Camila. And she also had such a great story, and her and I
know. Oh, I love
and then
her.
She has the most amazing and beautiful shop on Etsy.
She does.
I love all the jewelry she sells.
All her set up and stuff. She does off-the-shoulder shirts. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Everything that she has is amazing. her, you know, her fire behind starting her business. She shares the whole thing, but you know, she was also once an assistant for Lindsay Lohan, which is so crazy.
She was.
That's crazy.
Yes, and she was,
she tells us that story. So make sure to go listen to that.
Go listen to that, because it was so funny how she had started out her career and then, you know, everything changed and here she is running her own business. And we actually just did a TV segment in San Antonio. She had never been she's never been on TV. And I was like, Melissa, you never been? She was like, no, I've never
that
been.
That is crazy. That's and crazy.
I said, okay, I'm going I'm going on TV to promote my book. You're going with me and you're gonna promote your shop. She was like, huh? And I was like, yes, you're going. And she was like, okay, I'm going. And so I went back to Denise and I said, Denise, I got another person for you.
Oh, by the way, big pause right here. Big pause. Congrats to Marissa.
Thank you, my love.
We're so proud of you, Marissa. Oh, yes. Go buy it.
Thank you so much. It was a long road, but I'm so glad that I pushed myself to do that.
It was worth it, girl.
Mm-hmm. So thank you so much. So our episode after that was with Lisa Rocha, and you guys, she is Elements, and she makes her own jewelry, and she's been doing it for 20 years. I don't know who else has a business that's been going on for 20 years, but if you got a business that's going for 20 years, you're doing something right.
Yeah, you did something right.
Yes, and she, you know what's so funny? What really caught my attention? Her family comes from San Antonio, and some of her jewelry was inspired by Fiesta colors. Yes. Remember?
Yes, I remember that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you guys need to go check out her jewelry, but more important, go and listen to her episode, and it's so inspiring. Yes. Her story, you know, people that she's made jewelry for, how she keeps going. She's just really, really a good person, and she's so inspirational. I love her. I still, you know, we follow each other, and she's on our Twitter all the time with us, and she's really supportive of Girl Talk Kimas. So yeah, I'm excited for what's to come for her, because I just know she has big things coming.
Yes, please. Yes, absolutely.
So, Annalie, our next one was with Brittany. Brittany, YouTube, our How to Grow Your YouTube.
I remember Brittany. She changed my life on YouTube. Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh. And there's so many ideas I got from that too. And now I'm like strategizing for 2020. And I'm like, it's going to be better. I'm going to make it happen.
So if you guys have a YouTube channel. So if you have a YouTube channel, you want to listen to our interview with Brittany Daniels, How to Grow Your YouTube. Y'all, another one, 100% kept it real. She's like, I don't care if I never, I always remember her line. I don't care if I don't get another deal from another brand again. I'm going to tell you guys what's happening out here.
Yeah.
And she
sharing the knowledge.
About influence, about being, you know, if you're an influencer out there, don't get taken advantage of. And I think Annalie and I have learned a lot of that this year. People asking us for free shit all the time. And you know, Annalie, we both have talked about it, just, you know, with our platforms, like, you know, like, where do you put your foot down? And it's okay. I do stuff for free. I do stuff, you know, if it's like a big ass brand, like that whole Nikki Tutorials thing where Nikki only made $50,000 off her palette that they made millions off of. That shit was crazy. So
I know.
So go back and listen to that episode. It was really, really good. Our next one was with Siobhan Thomas, our planner expert.
That lavish lady. She's so gorgeous. You also should check out her Instagram. She has the most gorgeous closet in the world. Like, I love her closet.
she just has like everything organized to the T. Guys, if you want to get your planning, it's 2020 is coming. You want to get your
#goals.
Yeah, she has all her planning secrets. Mm-hmm. She shares all her tips. Ruby, you were on that episode with me, and she shared so much information about planning and how she got it started. And she's literally making a business out of it now because she's so good at it. Yeah. So that just is inspiration. You know, to do that more. But our last two episodes of the year, you guys, have been our true crime episodes, which have been a big thing with our listeners. You guys have loved
we
the
took
Chuka.
A whole twist.
They did.
Yes, we did.
Okay,
we did.
So you guys, so we had thought about it, and I know like Annalie and I have we were all kind of, I think maybe all of us except Kenya, and it's like I'm a little nervous about it.
She's like, uh-uh.
I don't know if I can do a true crime episode yet.
I told Marissa, I was like, Marissa, are you sure you want to put me through this? I am the biggest wussy ever.
No,
I sleep with my light on. No joke. I pay my sister to sleep with her. Like, I'm not kidding.
You are so funny.
Oh my God. You're like, so cute.
But I think.
Yes, no, I mean, because it's, they were good.
Deep.
Good
deep.
Episodes. Good
but
stories.
I don't think, yeah, I don't think it's about being scary. I just think it's about these real situations that happen.
Yeah,
to people.
Real situations. Yeah.
So,
what
like
comes out of it, too.
Yeah.
But for example, a girl like me that lives in La La Land, like,
see Kenya, Annalie and Ruby and I all watch like crime shows like nobody's business.
Oh,
so.
Like nobody's business.
No, let me tell you a story. One time I was having dinner with a friend, Rose and Ruby, and we were talking how one time our friend Rose got chased by this guy at a parking lot.
What?
Yes. Does that really happen? And I'm like, I've never thought that it was in real life. And they're like, girl, you have to check around you every day.
Yes.
You don't have them following you. And I'm like,
we were both there looking at her like, what do you mean you don't, like, you're not careful? Like, you have to know your surroundings.
Yeah, no.
Again, this is why
I
take care.
I go to Walmart at 3 a.m. and I never
And this is why I want to take care of Kenya like she's my little sister. This is why, okay? Example A. So our interview with Melissa Moore, you know, her dad was a serial killer, and that was her reality. That was her life. She was a teenager when she found out her dad had killed over 8 people. And she, you know, she shares that entire story and things that she knew about him, things he would say that obviously were red flags that she didn't even know were red flags at the moment. But she went back and shared everything through that whole experience. And a lot of our listeners really, really liked our true crime. So we are going to do more true crime in 2020. We're going to have more episodes. I've already reached out to some people. We're going to have some good ones. So we want to continue to share these stories. In our last episode of the year is with Jesse. Annalie and I had prepared for this episode for so long before it actually happened. Right, Annalie?
Yeah, it was a lot.
It was a long process. you guys, I don't know if you, I know Ruby, you've read some of the book.
I did read the book.
Is amazing. It takes you into the mind of
into her life, into her family
that, you know, what they were thinking and what they went through. It's just such a great book. It's so well written. I know we said that 100 times in the episode, but it really, really is.
No, it really is. It's such an easy read.
It is.
And you don't want
to so easy. Yeah.
Yes. And you guys actually we were supposed to record that episode, Annalie, in September, and she ended up having a nervous breakdown, and she couldn't do it. And we had to reschedule it, and we ended up doing it at the end of October, just to give her time. And it wasn't, you know, it was just part of her. That's her reality. Is that, and she shared that in the episode. Sometimes she can't even get out of the car. Sometimes she can't go to her daughter's school and be in a crowd of people because of her. You know, just the fact that somebody went into her
house it affected her.
Yeah, and killed her entire family. So, you know, it's not, we didn't want to share it to like scare people. We wanted to share it because these people have gone through a real life experience that changed their lives, and it really happens, and it could happen to somebody we love, and it could happen to somebody we know. So I know we kind of like love watching like the whole true crime thing, but I think Annalie said it the best when we were talking about Jesse. It was a whole different experience being a part of it with her and hearing her story from her. And we, you know, I cried with her on that episode because I couldn't help it anymore. I couldn't control it anymore because I just read her book, and I just know she's gone through a lot. And it just,
I'm like, you guys, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have to be honest. I've started to listen to Melissa's first episode, and I couldn't. I'm like, I didn't even hear the other one. I'm like, I'm sorry.
I know. And I knew you would have a hard time.
That's why I'm not giving opinions, because, like, I swear to God, I couldn't.
No, and I understand. Some people can't. Like, there's some people that can and some people that just can't.
It is hard.
Yeah, because it's hard.
Very hard. Yeah. It's a very hard story to hear.
I mean, I was all about it. I mean, I love true crime things, and I watch it, and I do it. Same. But after that episode, I had to take a break. Yes. I was like, no, it was real, right? Like, I went, we have a gym here at the house, and my husband was working out, so I went next door, and I looked at him, and I was like, I don't know if I could be watching this true crime stuff for a while.
Yeah.
Because I just felt it. I felt it. I felt it from her, and I felt, you know, she struggled, and it was just, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
And I mean, people just can't do it. Can't deal with it. I mean, they can deal with it from other people, like watching other people or hearing other people's stories. Uh-huh. But yeah, man, it's a different
especially
world.
Especially like when she talks about it as a little girl, you know, when she's getting into the situation, how it happened. I mean, the book describes the scene
that he picks on her.
In depth. Like, and I'm like, since, like, you guys, you know, I watch so many crime shows that I'm, like, picturing myself in it and, like, just watching everything. And it was just so moving. I was like, oh, my God, like, holy shit.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Yeah. And I love, you know, how you said, like, she goes through different steps and then she talks about her feelings. So you kind of go through the emotions with her. And I think that's kind of what's got us feeling the way that we did, you know?
Yes.
Yes, definitely. So that was our last episode, interview episode, you guys, that we did. So go back through.
I know.
We have a new year coming.
We have more for next year, though.
Yes, we do. We have a great year coming up, but we wanted to kind of recap everything, you guys, so you guys can go back and listen to any episode you might have missed, re-listen to another one in case you missed some information. But those are we had so many great episodes, and we're going to share a little bit about us. So Annalie, start for us.
Okay, so a setback I had in 2019 is, I don't know if y'all know or people that follow me on Instagram, I've taken my professional engineering license and exam 4 times now. And so I found out last Thursday that I didn't pass again. Mm.
You worked so hard on that, Annalie.
Yeah, man.
But I know Thursday, it's a hard-ass test, too. It's hard.
Yes, and I shut down. And then on Friday morning, we received our actual grade, and I got a 65. You need a 70 to pass. Ugh. So it was just
you're
like,
almost there.
I know. It was just like, why is this happening? And so that was like my setback. And then a goal for 2020, it kind of relates to that, but it's like taking the moments. I really want to get to a point in my life where I take moments that are setbacks or obstacles or bad things that happen in my life, and I want to turn them around into something positive. Mm-hmm. And that's my goal for 2020. I want to get to a point in my life where I can do that, and where I don't like stay in that sadness or stay in that point.
It's so hard though.
Like, because it's so hard to do that if you haven't been doing it already. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard to change already as we're adults. So that is my goal for 2020. And something that I learned about myself is that everything this year, like 2019 has been a great year. I'm in everything, but something I learned that I guess it took me a while to learn is a lot of the people in my life that want to be here will be here for me. Mm-hmm. And I shouldn't care about the people that aren't here for me, that I should let go of those people, let go of the negativity, let go of the people that don't support me, and just kind of not in a mean way, but just letting go of them gradually.
Yes.
Because having people in your life that are going to support you, that are going to make you feel good, that you want that positivity in your life when you're trying to do, you know, you're trying to make a business happen, you're trying to blog, you're trying to be better, right? At the end of the day, and not everyone's going to support you. So that is what I learned, that the friends that you do have, cherish those friends, those family members, and keep them close to you. And anyone who doesn't care, then don't care back. It's fine. It'll be great.
That's good advice. Yeah. Thank you for sharing. Thank Genya, you. Tell us yours.
Thank you. Ooh, mine's a little long. Okay, so one setback or lesson that I've learned this year was, well, at the beginning of the year, well, a lot of you guys don't know, but I used to live in Mexico. I went to college in Mexico, and then I moved back to San Antonio. Mm-hmm. So at the beginning of the year, I started working in like the business area at an office, and I was kind of depressed because if people who know me know I love to beauty and hair and all that, right? So mm-hmm. imagine me, my crazy little mind, sitting in an office right now. I was going nuts. Oh, I was no. like, no.
You were like in an asylum.
Yes. So, like yeah. at the middle of the year, my mom noticed that I wasn't happy, and she could tell, like, because I was like angry. You know, when you're not doing something you love, you're just like angry, yes. happy, negative. Mm-hmm. So after my mom noticed, she's like, come on, let's go enroll you to a beauty school just so you can get your license to, so you can work in the U.S., you know? Because I already know how to do most of the things.
Yes.
But you need a license in the U.S. So that was something like a setback. And from that comes my accomplishment.
Yes.
Because I got to enroll to Paul Mitchell in August, and I'll be graduating Ooh. In a year.
Yes.
So happy.
So happy for you.
And she's so and good at everything she does. We go visit her all the time.
Thank you, Marissa.
Yes. Like, do you even need to be a student? I think you need to be a teacher.
I know.
That's what everyone tells me.
No, it's true.
Like, honestly, in that industry, I feel like there's always room to learn. So every day, I take everything in, like, if I don't know anything, you know, I'll always go with an open mind. And then thank you for all the people supporting me. Marissa, you've been there. Thank you so much. And then all my friends too. If you guys want, y'all can like come visit for treatment.
Yes, I know. I need to.
I need to go.
I've never done it before. I've never done anything like
She has not done anything to her hair. She has her natural hair.
Yes.
And then my goal for 2020, of course, is going to be keep growing and keep doing what I love. But also, I want to, whenever I'm sitting people in my chair to transform their hair and their looks, my goal is not only to transform the outside, but also, like, try to give them a little, like, a positivity and, like, try to make them feel beautiful inside and out, not only inside.
I love that.
So kind of, like, inspire people and, like, because you would be surprised how much, like, beautiful people, how many people go and sit there, and, like, they're so gorgeous, and they're just so, like, insecure, and, like, yeah, like, and I'm, like, dang, like,
you're like, you're like, so beautiful. Like,
sometimes, sometimes we get distracted by other dumb stuff that we're not thankful enough for what we have and what we can do, you know? Like, always put yourself, when you're in a bad situation, we should always put ourselves in the worst position, not in the best. Like, don't say, oh, well, that person has something better. Yes. You should think the opposite. Like, oh, well, there's people that don't even have anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
That was awesome. Thank you for sharing that. That was beautiful.
You're welcome.
Ruby.
Sigo yo. All right. Now, I think that, you know, a lesson that I learned this year was definitely, you know, all in God's timing. And I know I've kind of said that before, but I was really tested this year with that. You know, I shared, I think on one of the episodes, I don't recall, I may have, but, you know, I had left the corporate world. I was with the same company for almost 13 years. Yes. And from one day to another, I quit, right? Yes. And I ran to San Antonio. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. So then I was like, oh, no big deal. You know, I'll just find a job when I come back. I'm like, I have my degree, you know, I have experience. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, long story short, you know, I came back. So I spent some time in San Antonio. I spent about six months. And then I came back. I came back to LA. I live in LA, but I do spend some time in San Antonio. I was like, I kept applying to different jobs and I was getting interviews, but I wasn't getting a job. And I was like, what's wrong with me? Like, what's happening? You know, like, I'm, First of all, I haven't been looking for a job for a long time, right?
Right.
And all these little jobs and blah, blah, blah. And I remember my mom, she's like, don't worry, it's not for you. Or, oh, da, 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 da. But I'm so controlling that I'm like, no, I need something now, right? Mm-hmm. Anyway, long story short, I was already like not trying to apply or anything like that. I was like, whatever, I'm done. So then I get an email asking for a phone interview for a company that I had no idea I even applied for a job description that I was like, excuse me? Okay, whatever. Anyway, so I got my phone interview, and then they liked me. I went to my second interview in person, and I was 30 minutes late, right?
Oh, my gosh.
But everything. I know, everything was, like, horrible, yeah. Okay? But I was like, you know what, F this, whatever. If it's for me, it's for me. And on my planner, I had put, you know, I just wrote meeting my future coworkers. Uh-huh. And oh my after God, no five way. Interviews, I know, after five interviews, being late, not caring, not knowing anything about this new business, you know, venture, I got the job, and I'm so happy.
That is crazy.
Yes. Uh-huh. I feel so blessed in so many ways. I mean, not only am I, you know, did I keep the salary I had with my previous job that I let go of because it was a promotion that I had gotten, but I get, like, full benefits for free, which saves me a lot of money.
That's so good. That's so good.
I get to work from home whenever I want. They bought me my own laptop. I mean, you name it, like, they are amazing. It's an amazing company. So that's definitely something that I'm proud of, is my new job. Every day I'm learning something, but definitely proud of that.
Yay.
And my goal, my goal for 2020 is just to keep, you know, evolving as a person.
Mm-hmm.
I know that part of the reason why I had left my previous job is I just wasn't happy, right? So it took me a while to find myself. And then after going through, you know, this whole scenario with job searching and things like that, just, you know, trying to be so controlling and things like that, it just taught me a lot. So I definitely want to continue to grow as, you know, an employee, a mom, a wife, you know, a friend, family member, you know.
You guys, business, you know, that
partner.
Huh?
Oh, sorry. No, go ahead. I was going to say, you know, that's one of the things I admire from all of you guys, is like, sometimes, like, I'm doing stuff and I'm thinking to myself, like, dang, I have it hard. But then I look around and I'm like, Ruby over there running a job, a husband, a child, and then Mariska doing a book, running her shop, working,
her daughter,
her husband,
her podcast, her dog, her blogging.
And then,
I got like 50 things.
And then, I'm Anna Lee, like, having her family and her work and her marriage, and I'm over here like a little twig, like, and I think I have it hard, and I'm like, I really need to look around me and, like, empower myself from all of you guys, because you guys do so much.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so I feel the same. I feel like everybody, you know, I get a little bit of everything from everyone, you know, from all of you guys. And I think that, you know, we each take a little piece from each episode, you know, of, you know, this whole season, not only, you know, whatever we're a part of, but the rest of the episode.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, the little that you take, this is all, you know, an opportunity that we have, you know, and if it wasn't for Marissa, we wouldn't have had it.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Marissa.
Thank you, Marissa.
No,
you Marissa, can't. Now can you share with us, please?
Yes. And I
want to know.
So, first of all, I want to thank all you guys, because you guys make this possible for me. Yeah, I know you guys keep saying, like, you wouldn't have the opportunity, but honestly, you guys keep me going. And I know, like, we've had conversations between, you know, each of us, you know, privately between me and you and each of you guys. And I couldn't be doing it without you guys. I just wouldn't want to be doing it without you guys. And I remember one of you, I'm not going to say which one, but one of you told me, like, I don't even know if I should be doing this. And I'm like, you 100% should be doing this. I'm just, you, each of you belong here, and I just want to do this as long as we can together. So I'm excited.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. So, gosh, one of my setbacks, I think have been, and I want to say, Annalena and I have talked about this because we kind of both probably suffered from this at some point with our blogs, but yeah. I have really let imposter syndrome get me this year. And if you guys don't know what imposter syndrome is, it's just like, basically you don't believe in yourself. Like you literally think yourself into not doing something. And I want to point out this one time where I had a really big opportunity to be a host for a pretty big lady who wrote a book.
Yes.
And she's on, she is on MSNBC, and she's a Latina, and she does huge, I mean, she travels the world doing all this great work, and her publishing company, I'm not going to say who it was, but her publishing company reached out to me and wanted me to host her event. And I called on Ali, and I told on Ali I was going to do it. And Ali's like, yes! Because it was in Austin. And I literally backed out 2 days before. And I couldn't do it. I could not do it. And Annalie's like, damn it, imposter syndrome is so freaking real. And I was like, it really is, because I talked myself right out of doing that job. I just couldn't do it. And it's a real thing. And I know people say like, oh, just think positive and you'll be fine. And, you know, or just do this and you'll be fine. And it's not that easy. I feel like the more you do, the more heavy it is. So it might be that I have a blog and a podcast and I'm doing, you know, I have my regular job and, I think all
your
of
family.
It. And then, my family and just, you know, and then on top of it, it's like really hard because I don't really have, I mean, I have my daughter and my fiance here, but that's it. My sister's, you know, 1200 miles away. My family's gone, you know, far away. I don't have anybody like close to me. So it's not like I can call I can call my sister, but it's not like, you know, it's like, it's just very hard for me to like, I think, come out of that shell. And so I think imposter syndrome, or me kind of just putting myself into a place where I did not believe in myself in a lot of things, and it held back my book for many months, which I finally did, and I did not let that get the best of me there. And I did write the book, but it's a real thing, and I've kind of worked through it, but in the beginning of the year it did stop me from some big opportunities. And I kick myself for it all the time, and every time I see the girl on NBC I'm like, I could have really done something good with that, because I feel like I could have, but you know what, it wasn't meant for me. There was something maybe about it that wasn't, you know, right time for me to do it. So that's
all in God's
that
timing.
Exactly. All in God's timing. Obviously my I've done so many great, you know, I just feel like I got so many great opportunities this year through my blog, which is still growing, and I really love that space that I've created with Mexi Moments, and I want to keep that growing. And writing my book was just my big goal that I wanted to do, and I did that. It's actually a 4-part. I'm going to do 3 other books this year. So I'm going to write 3 books this year, guys. Think I can do it? You think I can do it?
Marissa.
But I wanted to write 4 books. Like, I wanted to do a 4-book series. So.
Oh, my God. Girl, I know how you do it.
Yeah,
so andas con todo, mija.
But I'm going to try to do one like every quarter. I want to have the next 3 out and then have them all out, but that's just one of my goals and to do for next year, but also just to kind of like take in the moments, enjoy the moments. You know, I think I get so busy that I just rush through a lot of it, so I just really want to like slow down, enjoy the, you know, the small moments that are just part of everyday life, and then you know, still grow and with the podcast and grow with my blog and grow in being a person and, you know, being a mom and being a wife and everything like that. You know, I just really want to like continue to like do that. So I don't know. It's just been so much fun, and I love you guys all so much.
Yes.
And you guys, should we share our secret about our picture since everybody's listening?
Yes.
Oh,
I am down to share a secret. Yeah.
Yeah. So the picture.
First of all, let's give a shout out to Marissa for being an amazing editor.
Yes. Thank you, Marissa.
I'm a lucky. No, it was literally luck. I swear. I was like, I don't know how I'm gonna do this. I was looking at it and I was almost in tears. Like, how am I gonna
edit
this?
If you guys saw the picture already and haven't noticed, just wait for it.
Because we were not all together in that picture. So when you guys look at it, you're gonna look like we are all like hugging up on each other. But really, we weren't all together in that picture, but it came out great. We did a photo shoot. Shout out to Shalice, the photographer.
Thank you, Shalice. She is tagged in. Girl, you did so good.
Yeah, she did amazing. She is tagged in all our pictures that you'll see from our photo shoot. We're all going to be sharing them on our individual pages as well as our Girl Talk page. So if you're not following us on all our individual pages, make sure you're following us at Kenya Renee, at The Life of Ruby K, and at La Nueva Latina, and at Mexi Moments. And you guys continue to stay with us and for 2020, and we appreciate you guys, and thank you for listening, and we'll see you guys soon.
Bye. Yeah.